Hello, my name is Amir Jaladeh. I am the great-grandson of Sylvia Moody D'Alessandro, the executive director of the Sandy Ground Historical Society Museum of Staten Island. I would like to tell you about a part of my family history, Sandy Ground and Walt Whitman. My ancestors, free African Americans, lived in Snow Hill, Maryland, in an oyster harvesting community in the 1700s. The community had its own schools and churches, and many of the men worked in the oyster industry. After slavery was abolished in New York in 1827 and the Sandy Ground community developed on the south shore of Staten Island, Maryland oystermen would come to Sandy Ground to work in the off-season, reseeding oyster beds. They worked for the white oystermen on Staten Island and rented rooms from the African-American farmers in Sandy Ground. They returned to Maryland once the jobs were done. This continued for a few years. Maryland became a part of the Confederacy. They passed laws that restricted the free African Americans from making a living. Some of the oystermen moved to Sandy Ground and became a part of the oyster industry on Staten Island. Eben Bishop was one of those oystermen who migrated to Sandy Ground. I am a sixth-generation descendant of Eben Bishop. Sandy Ground was home to one of Zion African Methodist Episcopal Churches, Rossville, a connectional organization that was believed to be part of the Underground Railroad. Also, the Zion African Methodist Episcopal Church was the church of Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass. The Rossville Church is still active in Sandy Ground today. Its congregation is proud of its over 169 years of continuous existence and its motto of Gateway to Freedom. Walt Whitman was a poet of New York Harbor. As he sailed, rowed, or canoed along the banks of Staten Island, he interacted with many oyster harvesters. There's no doubt that African-American men and women were part of Walt Whitman's harbor. As an author and editor of many Brooklyn publications, it was no secret that Whitman had a huge appetite for oysters. Whitman frequented Manhattan oyster centers. The most fashionable oyster house was operated by Thomas Downing, a free black man who also came to New York from the Chesapeake Bay area, Maryland. New York's elite white society considered Downing to be the city's most renowned restaurateur. Thomas Downing operated a station of the Underground Railroad from behind his oyster cellar. In the early 1860s, just across the river from Manhattan, the Brooklyn Navy Yard was busy with iron workers working to complete the ironclads, President Lincoln's fighting ship for the Union Navy. Whitman's images of blast furnaces glowing red along the shoreline in the night served as a symbol of the controversial abolitionist movement. Some say the New York Police Department created their Marine Harbor Division to deter Confederate spies from sabotaging Brooklyn's warship builders. Whitman's gaze upon the waterfront dredged his own thought of evil. This was the face of the nation, as much a part of the landscape as the brilliant sunset beyond the tranquil hills of Staten Island, where my family and I still live today. Thank you for your attention, and I hope you enjoyed the reading.